it's you know, it's a sign of things moving in the right direction first and foremost. But you know, it's something that we've really needed. I think some of the hardest hit people or people in this industry were the bartenders. You know, every other facet of the restaurant had kind of reopened and kind of been reopened as far, you know, even with limited capacities, but still the restaurant, like the tables have been open. The to-go business in the kitchen, that's been open. So cooks have had plenty of job security. Servers have had really good job security as of late. But bartenders were kind of basically became servers. They had to take tables and wait on tables without having a bar. That's a big hit to their pocket. So they were still adapting probably more so than any other position in the restaurant. So it's nice to be able to get them back, some revenue going, and get some money in their pocket. You know, for us, it only adds a dozen seats or so. We have a really big bar, so, I mean, we might get a dozen seats, and it's great. I'll take it. It's still not full on, but I'm definitely excited about the move in the right direction.
As a practical matter, does it improve or change in any way, as far as you can tell or predict, the atmosphere?
Well, definitely, yeah. I mean, as opposed to having, you know, tables kind of pushed up near the bar and no bar seating, it just felt weird. It's been weird. You know, the whole thing has been weird, but that's been one of the weirder things of it, is no bar seating. And, you know, honestly, it really didn't, to me, make much sense. You know, if you can be seated at a table 6 feet apart, why can't you be seated at a bar 6 feet apart? You know, 6 feet apart is 6 feet apart. It shouldn't matter whether you're sitting, you know, 36 inches off the floor or 46 inches off the floor. You know, it shouldn't matter what surface you're sitting at. So I'm happy to see that they finally came to their senses on that and made a decision that, you know, is a little more justifiable and rational. It should have been done a long time ago, in my opinion, but, you know, we'll take what we can get now, and we're just along for the ride here. It seems like the state's just doing, you know, making the best decisions they can, and we're dividing by all of them and just hoping that they're the right call. But this one was a head-scratcher from the get-go, and I'm happy to see it behind us.